Okay, here we are.
Here we are.
And we have an extra.
Yes, welcome.
Thank
So
you. So
excited.
this is JP, and he's another trainer here. He was here while we when we started, so we said, hey. And then you got to leave halfway through, but that's cool.
You can exit whenever you want.
Yeah.
We'll say bye.
So,
What are we talking about today?
do you remember what we decided to work on talking about, maybe talk about this time that we talked about last
Oh,
time?
discipline?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Got it. I remember
Good
stuff
memory.
sometimes. Yep.
Yeah. So here we are again, discovering and unlocking your brain superpowers, training your brain to work for you, not against you. And the main secret weapon that we have is the brain type test. And this brain type test, braintype.me is the site for it. And that will give you custom hacks and tricks and tips to create superpowers, really, with your own self. Yeah. Because everything is about the brain. And you and I talked a lot about this, with your football stuff. And it's really everything starts here. So today we're talking about discipline and just getting stuff done, being able to focus and just crank on stuff. And it's really discipline involves starting, doing, and finishing, because a lot of people are really good starters. Most people are really good starters, but there's some people that are crappy starters because it's hard to overcome that initial inertia. And then there's doers, where the doer kind of person loves the starters because this if you're a starter wired person, you're not very good at the management and the continuation and the doing. You're just really good at ideas. So the doers, they're not very good at ideas, but then they take it over
Let's do it.
and they run with it. But even the doers aren't often really good finishers. So then you need a finisher. And those are three different distinct brain types. And of the 16 brain types in the brain type test, you figure out more what you're inclined to. But discipline is about all three. It's about getting in one person being able to do all three. So you can start it, so you have the motivation to overcome the inertia and the ideas and the creativity, and then you're doing it, and then you're able to also finish it. So we've talked about dopamine before a lot, and we're going to talk about it a lot more in the future because it's
It's
huge.
huge. It's so
It's
important.
so important. And dopamine will help you create really good habits, and it'll also help you create really bad habits. Dopamine is secreted, produced mostly in the brain, anytime you're anticipating something good happening, anticipating a reward. And it can be very addictive. So if you're a gambler, when you're sitting at the blackjack table, you're anticipating hitting, winning that hand and getting more money. And that's where you're getting most of your dopamine. Then when you do hit that hand and you get more money, you get some more, but you get more by anticipating. So it's not necessarily receiving the pleasure, it's the pursuit of the pleasure. And that's why receiving pleasure without the pursuit of the pleasure is a horrible idea, and then you get desensitized to dopamine. So that's where the term spoiled brat comes from. So kids of rich parents are entitled, right? They're given everything, they now have to work for everything. And so they're getting little shots of dopamine when they get stuff. Then they're addicted to stuff, but they didn't have to work for it. There was no pursuit phase prior to that.
There's no effort.
And so then they just want more and more and more and more and more, just like a drug addict, until pretty soon they just crash and burn. There has to be the pursuit phase. And this is how fit people get fit. Discipline comes with the pursuit phase, and that's the important part.
Yeah, it's really interesting because like the pursuit that actually builds It's like that journey. So you're like delaying gratification, but it is still the pursuit. So it's like the anticipation of something happening. If you can build that up, that builds your mental toughness, which builds discipline. It's just that a lot of people don't link it to that.
Yeah.
Because you were talking about like gambling and stuff. That's kind of a short term where you're talking about more long term and attaching it to the pursuit of the long term.
Yep.
So
it's about the journey.
Yeah.
So drug addict is another really good example of this because addiction, especially to drugs, is the progressive narrowing of things that give you pleasure.
Interesting.
Because if you think about your typical drug addict, right? Of course, we're generalizing, but for sake of illustration, that person's focus progressively narrows until that's the only thing that's important in their life. Mm. It's above food. It's above water.
Wow.
It's the only thing they're living for, and they will do anything for their next hit.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the extreme, right? A full life is the progressive expansion of things that give you pleasure. Mm. So people that are really happy at life have learned how to be easy to please. They find pleasure in stopping and smelling the roses, right? It's the little things, right? And so their full life, they have a full life because they've progressively expanded it by getting dopamine hits from lots of different things, and little stuff gives them a big hit. Also, when you talk to anybody who has a fulfilled life and is happy and they have succeeded, there's lots of definitions of success, right? Most people just say it's money, but when they think of success, they think of somebody who's rich, but it can be really anything. I mean, succeeding in anything, right? Mm-hmm. And anybody, whether it is money or whether it's the Super Bowl or whatever it is, they have dialed in pleasure, getting pleasure through the effort, including the pain of exertion of that effort.
I'm sure you experienced that in football.
Yeah, like falling in love with the process of the pursuit rather than just the end goal. Yeah.
When would you say that like happened to you though? Because I know that like you started, was it like a love interest all at first with football or like how did that happen for you?
At first, when I moved back from overseas in China, I just kind of wanted to play the game and like get good at it. But over time with the pursuit of like consistently like I think I really fell in love with like, because at first I was terrible at it. I was like trash. Like I didn't know how to run a route correctly or anything like that. But then eventually over time, like perfecting that craft, like made me fall in love with it more. Like seeing my improvement like over time through persistent action was like really rewarding.
Bingo.
And like seeing myself PR and get stronger in like lifts and stuff. It was really, really rewarding.
Right, because it was a small achievement.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden it became, when you're starting to see that progression, like, oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like, I can do this.
That's so exciting. And I experienced the same thing in bodybuilding, where it was like just little tiny like progressions. And at first, like you're not seeing anything. But it was when you start seeing those results is when you start falling in love with the process, because it's like those little things that lead up to the big thing.
Exactly.
And it's just, but you have to do it consistently first and push past that part of not wanting to do it and then get to that point where you fall in love with the process. So.
And it's really cool just seeing like eye opening, like how like capable our human bodies are and like realizing like, dang, like we can push past our limits.
Yes.
Like as long as like we work hard at it. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
You've both touched on that. One of the main keys to discipline is getting little rewards along the way. And that is part of enjoying the process and enjoying the effort, because it's paying off. It's not just a big finish line way down here. It's little tiny increments along the way where you're getting your dopamine hits, which keeping you addicted. So we have a lot of that in here where we coach people along the way and remind them about, you know, those little incremental wins. And that's also why we have we spent $10,000 on a scale, right? That uses bioelectrical impedance and eight different electrodes and three different frequencies to segment people into right arm, left arm, right leg, left leg, trunk. So people can see those little wins along the way in a very objective manner without human error. So those things are super important. And on the opposite of that, when you hear about somebody with ADD, it could be overdiagnosed. It could just be the way they're raised, or kind of the way they're wired too, where they're used to chasing quick and easy dopamine hits that don't require much effort. And my sister's a third grade teacher, and she's super experienced, and she'll be the first to tell you that in an ADHD kid, and some's legit, right? But I put it in quotes because there aren't as many as are diagnosed.
No.
But in a lot of those kids are constantly distracted, and they're chasing these shiny squirrels all the time because they're looking for a dopamine hit that doesn't require effort. I want it now. I want instant gratification right now, and I don't want to have to work for it because that's what I've gotten in the past. So let me look for it so I can get it. And it's just a little tiny hit, but that's all they need, and that's what they're addicted to. So then if they can be trained and work through that, which is easy, you know, with the third grader, you can turn that around pretty good. Then a lot of those people can be healed of their ADHD and turn that around.
Well, we were talking a lot about that last time, and this kind of goes back to like our modern society today of like Instagram or Facebook or TikTok.
Social media.
Exactly.
I feel like social media is a huge role in that. Like, especially my generation, crazy. Like TikTok and like what you said. Like everybody's just scrolling and just like dopamine hits and stuff.
Bingo.
It's just super quick. Like I've noticed even a difference in myself. Like when I'm very consistent on Instagram and I'm like looking at reels because they've basically turned Instagram into TikTok at this point. And you're looking at reels and I've like closed out of my phone and instantly want to go back in. And there's nothing to look at.
Exactly.
There's nothing there. I don't know what I'm even looking at. Like I'm like, okay, I'm bored again. You know, and it's so crazy. And it's literally because your brain just, it's almost like it turns it off, but it really doesn't because it's actually turning it on consistently. And it's making your patience go down, which is why people's patience levels have decreased massively within the last like 5 years, I would say.
And especially since the lockdowns.
Your
sister said this.
No,
her kids came back to life and they're just completely different animals.
They're different. Yeah, because they've gotten that instant gratification over and over and over again, and the mind is like a super powerful thing, and so if you're getting that constantly
it's bad.
There's you are what you surround yourself with, right? But also like when you're doing that and you're getting those dopamine hits, you don't even realize that it's bad for you, and then all of a sudden like you're impatient and irritable in different situations because of that that very reason.
And it's also too like these companies, you got to realize like they make money off of your attention. And it's built to like draw you back to the app. So
our attention is now a commodity.
Exactly.
Yeah. For the first time ever in the history of the planet.
Yeah,
and they're competing for it. Yeah. They're competing for it. They're purchasing it. They're selling it. And it's just insane.
It's crazy. It's the data too. They're like selling the data.
Yeah. Totally.
How often people are online and looking at things and that in itself should make people not want to be on social media as much, but it's hard because it is, you know, people with more addictive personalities or not even, I don't even have a very addictive personality. Like when it comes to like super severe addictions, I do have like a small addiction to sugar, like we've talked about in previous episodes. But in reality, like I don't even have that big of an addictive personality, but personally me, it's hard for me to get off. And so it just can happen to anybody and no one is immune to those types of things. So
addictive personality is on a spectrum. We all have one.
Yes.
It's just depends
how
on
severe.
And we can turn it up and down too. TikTok and all those other social media dopamine hits out there are the perfect example. And when TikTok first came out, I gotta admit, I was addicted and I thought it was so fun because there were every 10th thing would be really funny or every 20th thing would be really interesting.
Yeah.
But you gotta scroll through a lot of crap to get that little dopamine hit, and that's wasting a lot of time. Now, the other thing is when you're seeking dopamine, time goes away. And two hours would go by and I'm on Instagram. And I'm like, that can't possibly be the time that I'm looking at right now. And so I would look at another clock just to make sure. My phone's wrong. What happened to my phone? It's been 20 minutes, but this says 2 hours.
So true.
And then, so then Bev started to tease me about it. Mm-hmm. And so then when I figured, well, someone else is noticing. So I just quit cold turkey.
Yeah.
I just took it off my phone. So I'm like, nope, this is wasting my time. I have way better things to do than this.
Yeah.
And just stopped.
Oh, I had to get rid of my Instagram for a year. Mm-hmm. Because it was so bad. Like, I was just like on it constantly. And I was like, I'm literally wasting so much time. And I needed to get ahead in certain things. Mm-hmm. And so I literally deleted my Instagram. Yeah. I got it back and I'm a lot better with it now, but I'm not. But when the way I was before, it was just, it was really bad. And so I get that.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
I think to go back on your point, like what you said, like when you pursue dopamine, like time goes away. Like, that's so true, because I've experienced like both positives and negatives of that. Like, say on social media for like an hour goes by and you're like, dang, where did my time go? But I've also experienced it in like sports and like just training for football, like doing drills for like an hour, but then it's like, it's so quick, it goes by so fast, and it's like so much more fulfilling. And I'm like, dang, like I want to like do more and stuff. So I think really like the name of the game is like pursuing dopamine in healthy ways.
Yeah.
And building those healthy habits that benefit you
100%.
Like long term.
Yeah.
And you know how everybody says, oh, where'd the time go? We must have been having fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were. Mm-hmm. Or you were interested, or you were getting dopamine hits in some way. Mm-hmm. Dopamine doesn't always have to be fun. It mm-hmm. could just be the anticipation of fun or something good. Mm-hmm. But time flies.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But however, speaking of that, when we are constantly going for those little dopamine hits, we are training our ADD. Mm. So if we don't have it, we can get it. We can give it to ourselves, because the dopamine system has to be replenished. Mm. So we have to stop and take breaks. Mm. If we don't, it can turn into ADD.
And sadness.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Have you noticed that?
Oh my God.
Yeah, so good point. Yeah,
so you literally have been like, okay, so this happened to me the other day. I was scrolling for like, you know, like you for like an hour or 2 hours. I was sad. Mm-hmm. Like I was like legit, like what's wrong with me? Like my mood had changed and I kept going back into Instagram. Like, what am I doing? You know,
it's
like
all the highlights of people's lives, right?
But yes.
it's not really reality.
So. Yeah. And it's not even like the comparing, like I totally get what you're saying in that instance, but it has nothing to do with what's on the screen. It's that I get off of it. And I'm like, why do I feel weird?
Dopamine hit, huh?
You're losing the dopamine. Yeah. Exactly.
You're running out.
Yeah. You're running
out. You didn't take a break for it to replenish.
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah.
Well, now I know. The other thing too is, and I know you have like a lot of tips for that kind of thing. Like when you lose dopamine, like how to kind of gain it back and like replenish or recharge. I think one of the best ways for me, because you'll be inside a lot of the time when you're scrolling on Instagram, is going for a walk.
Yeah.
Going for a walk outside, being in nature, getting your oxygen in and like movement, you know? And so,
sunshine,
Cause Brody, it's so funny. When I used to work from home a lot more, I would be like on Instagram or like, I'd be like doing other things or just be on the computer for a long period of time and be inside, right? And when you're inside for a long period of time, like me personally being like more of an extroverted person or just being a person in general, it doesn't really have to be extrovert versus introvert, I would be like irritable.
Yeah.
Like, cause I was inside versus like a caged animal, you know? And he's like, have you been outside today? He like caught the pattern,
oh,
you know?
My gosh,
he's like, have you been outside today? I'm like, no. And he's like, you should go for a walk.
That's really good. That's really good. Yeah.
Funny.
Go away.
He knows me so well, honestly.
That's so good. He's aware of that, though.
He's very aware. And that's one of my favorite things about him is he's, like, super observant. And I think that it's important, though, for you not only to have people around you that are observant, but for you to be observant about yourself and, like, understanding what you need in order to get you out of that state of mind. Mm-hmm. So it's just wild. I love that you said that because that makes me really happy. I wouldn't do that for sure.
Yeah.
Now I know why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so you just touched on a really good hack is going outside for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes that's not possible.
Yeah.
And so in that case, you know what a second best thing to do is?
Workout.
Showers.
working out, any kind of exercise.
Yeah, that's psychopath. I was gonna say that I've been doing cold showers for the past like 3 months, and it's really changed. Like,
do you guys hear
my wake up in the morning? Because it's like a self-discipline thing, right? Like, yeah. I never want to get in a cold shower. Never want to take a cold shower. Like, it's uncomfortable, but it shocks my immune system, like, in the morning. I did, like, a lot of studies on this, and I was like, it like, burns, like, unhealthy belly fat and also, like, boosts your immune system, and then you're less likely to get, like, a cold and stuff like that. It strengthens your immune system. Yeah. And it also is, like, a huge dopamine hit, too. Like, it wakes you up. Like, if you're groggy in the morning and you get, like, a bad night's sleep, like, I'll hop in a cold shower, I get out, it's, like, better than coffee. Yeah.
Now, I don't want to get too off track, because that is a whole podcast in itself.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really quick, I've heard about cold showers, and we will talk about that on another podcast, which I'll probably start trying them since you told me to. But I've thought about doing it because I heard that, and I didn't do, like, a lot of studies on it or anything like you did. But I heard this guy, and he was, like, talking about how, like, he built his business from the ground up, and, like, how one of his biggest routines in the morning was taking a cold shower. And I was like, I should try that. Tried it once. I was like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, I feel that.
Like, not happening. I guess you kind of have to, like, progress.
Yeah, you do. There's a process.
Yeah, dang. Okay. For sure. You can tell me about
that. Yeah, we'll have to talk about that.
Because I'm like, hell no.
So getting back to the walking.
Yes.
When you can't walk and you don't want to exercise, you want to get the benefits of 50%, I guess you could say, of the benefits of going for a walk. A light walk is what we're talking about here, just to get outside. Because walking helps you with forward movement. You're moving forward, but it helps you psychologically with forward movement and motivation and discipline.
Yeah, the mind clarity, huh?
Yes.
So I noticed sometimes I have the best ideas when I walk.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in mental clarity and forward motion, motivation, getting moving. And when you're walking, you are more creative.
That makes sense.
Which you just mentioned. And what I tell people is, if you've got a tough conversation with somebody, maybe it's a family member, spouse, boss, coworker, take them for a walk.
Oh, wow.
They are going to be more open. To possibilities and conversation, and more open to just talking it through. Yeah. So they're not going to be super. It's perfect to take a stubborn person for a walk.
Is that why it takes your
hooks? It's so funny you say that, because in college football, when we would get in fights in practice, our coach would have us hold hands. The two guys that would get in a fight, could have them hold hands and walk around the field like 3 times. And I thought it was the funniest thing, because they would be really mad at each other like, and not want to hold hands like the beginning of it. But at the end, they're just like chilled out. And so that's so interesting that you say that. It's like,
so this is what we're getting to, because the walking is so freaking powerful. And if nobody notices this when they're on a walk, but when you're walking, your eyes are going right to left. That's what they do when we're walking. So we don't run into stuff, but also because we're taking in the stuff that's in front of us. Mm. When we're driving, we do the same thing. Anytime we're moving forward, we're scanning right to left. So here's the hack. You can sit down on your couch and look right to left.
Does that give the same benefits of walking without walking, like mentally?
It's similar. It's not nearly as much.
Not as nice.
But it's better. But it's better than not doing it. At least it starts to open everything up, and then your brain thinks that you're forward moving, and then you have more motivation.
That's
Do you think that would be a good study hack?
To get going. Yes. Well, in the beginning, in the beginning, to get started with anything, it's a good way to just sit down there and start and just look right to left. When you find yourself saying, I just don't want to do this, I don't even want to get started.
Shit happens all the
time. I'm going to go to the kitchen and clean.
I know. Or cook. Everything you're talking about right now, I'm like,
this is so cool. How long should you do that for, though, typically? Like, looking right to left, like 2 or 3 minutes?
It doesn't take long. Yeah, 2 or 3 minutes would be a long time.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe you need that much. That's a long time.
And then you would just feel more motivated to do a task, or what?
It's going to be easier to get started.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like you have just generated some more willpower.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
just by looking
that's
right to
so
left.
cool.
We both are gonna
You
try
learn
to
something new every
Leo,
day.
Cassie. We're both gonna be like,
Yeah, we're
we're
gonna
gonna have sitting videos to each other,
like
like,
Oh, man.
freak out, Brody.
yeah. What the hell's wrong with you?
That's a really cool
Are your eyes
biomarker.
okay? Are you on drugs? No, I'm getting dopamine in a different way. Relax. It's hilarious.
But also celebrating your small wins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned it earlier, and every time and recognizing it, because what most people do is they have one big goal and it's way down here, and then as they get closer and they are making forward progress, then they get halfway and then they freaking move the finish line. How many people do that? Oh, that's not good enough anymore. I can, it looks realistic now. I can see it. So I'm going to bump it out before they even get to it. So what we should do is, yeah, those end goals are great. So once you write it down, put it away. Now we're going to focus on the little increments, because if you can reward yourself for moving forward, and one of the ways to do that is just saying, I'm moving in the right direction. So recognizing a tiny little win and saying, I'm moving in the right direction. You know that meme with that little kid in the sand?
Yeah.
It's going like that. Is to have that meme posted somewhere or bring it out or put it on your phone, bring it up and look at him. I'm moving in the right direction. Yes.
Such a powerful statement too, if like you say that to yourself, you know, because if you say those things out loud to yourself, it's really amazing how it like completely changes your mood. Because I think a lot of us can be like, what am I doing with my life? Or like, what's going on? Or like, am I doing the right thing? Or should I be doing this? And if you just say, you know what, I'm moving in the right direction,
It's all that
it's just
matters.
super
It's
powerful.
all that matters.
Very, very
The way of the
powerful.
samurai.
Yep.
Get a little bit better every day.
Kaizen, huh? Yeah.
A little bit better every day. And then before you know it, you're a master. Forward progress. Now, every day is not always forward progress. And we don't get a little bit better every day, but that's what we're trying to do. We're not trying this big, huge goal we have way down here. We're just trying today.
It's
What
because
can I
that's
do
all we
today
have.
to get a little bit better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all we have. And that's what you're saying is like helping with discipline is like more focusing on what you have at hand, but then also helping with like your dopamine as well, which is like recharging yourself and remotivating yourself.
Yep.
So.
Focusing on today, being present now. And Jesus talked about that. He said, don't worry about tomorrow.
Yeah.
Focus on today. Be here. Be now. So that's how you, those little tiny wins moving forward. We're either spiraling up or we're spiraling down. Spiraling up is harder, right? Because spiraling down, the entropy or going with gravity, either way, it's easier because you're not doing anything. And it takes work to spiral up. But this is how you can keep that spiral going upward, is by telling yourself, you know, even doing a victory pose, physical. Changing, we talked about, you know, changing your state.
Oh,
Well,
sure.
yeah, that's what I was gonna say
yep,
too.
focus, physiology, belief. So physiology is posture. So one thing, easy thing you can do is throw up your arms in a victory pose. This is the standard human victory pose, no matter what society you go to or culture. This means I'm awesome. And then say, I'm awesome. Right.
One thing I was gonna say too, it can even apply to like schooler too. Like back when I was doing like essays for exams and stuff like that, like doing a lot of like writing like 5-page essay, and it's like really grudging, you don't wanna do it. But then afterwards, like if I'm sitting and studying with my buddy, like I'll get like crumpled paper and like shoot it, like see if that was into the like trash can. And it might seem stupid, but it's almost like a reward for like going through the hard thing and getting it done.
Oh, that's cool. I
And then
like
it
that.
motivates me more, yeah.
Yep.
And then
Little
also too,
stuff.
people can have like, say if you have like your favorite, like for me, like Reese's, I really like Reese's chocolate or something like that. Like have that in front of the desk, like by your computer.
Or fitness chocolate.
Or finished chocolate, yeah. And then just like
So
when you're
not
done,
Reese's.
you can have that as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love it.
I love that.
Do you have to go now?
Yeah, I have to
Okay.
head out.
Yeah, cool.
Thanks, guys.
Hey,
This was
thanks.
fun,
Yeah,
though.
that
Let's
was
do it
fun.
again.
Yeah.
I love to talk about cold showers more in the next podcast. So,
Okay.
thank
Yeah, that'd be
you.
great since you're doing it already.
All
And I'm
right.
over here like, no.
Exactly. Another really cool way to get going, the initial start phase or to restart the next day is to get agitated, because agitation, some people call it leverage to get going. Mm-hmm. When you're uncomfortable, when you're under pressure,
okay,
then it can be enough leverage to get going. And a quick way, I mean, agitation, I'm talking about like the night before the final exam. Like, oh, I put this off too long. Now I have to stay up all night. And the stress, your internal stress is so much that you finally sit down and you start studying. We've all done that, okay? So that's what I'm talking about, that agitation, the stress. And a quick way to get agitated, if external, if it's not the night before, if you're 2 weeks into it and you want to start now instead of the night before, the breathing thing we did last time. Remember, you didn't like it? You got hot?
I didn't like that at all.
Because you were getting agitated.
I think I got anxiety like the rest of the day.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. I was like, damn you, EJ. I'm literally in a state of not coolness. I was pissed. I was like,
I wrecked your day.
Why am I so out of it right okay. now?
So that's particularly effective for you and your brain type.
It is not. It's perfectly anti-productive.
No.
I don't even know what I'm saying anymore, no, but that's... it's wrong.
So you need two steps. See, I can just do that first step and it gets me going. For you, it just
makes you want to die.
So
I don't, can we try something else? Give me a different example.
So
for everyone else, you do that. For me, we're gonna move on. God,
Beth's
ahead.
The same way.
Oh,
she won't do
no.
it. She won't do it ever
really?
Again.
I knew I liked her.
It was too unpleasant.
Yeah, it sucks. I'm like, mm-mm. I was like in it, you know, when we were doing it, but man, I've never felt so flighty in my entire life. Like, get yeah, me out of here, sprouting wings, you know.
We got to get you to retake the brain type test.
Oh, yeah.
To make sure that you're still those types, because sometimes
you can. I don't think I am anymore.
Well, and everybody is close to the types that they initially test for, yeah, but people can drift into a couple sideways types that are you know, cousins of their type, in and out of drift. I drift between just two or three. Bev, same thing. We don't drift much at all. But some people I've seen drift four.
Wow.
Just, and it kind of changes with the season. I mean, like a teacher, they'll be in this one for the school, and then in the summer they'll drift into these two over here. But they're still going to be pretty similar. It's never going to be opposite, because, you know, you're either wired as an introvert or an extrovert, because there's degrees of that too. But what we'll do is we'll retest you and make sure, and then we can get a little more specific on which ones are going to blow you up or help you a lot.
Yeah, first
you found one that blows you up.
Not cool.
Scarred for life.
I was like, man, I'm freaking effed up right now.
That's another reason to take the brain type test, though.
Yeah, 100%.
Because we're going through brain training techniques all the time on this podcast, yes, and giving away free ones.
Yes, and I just would hate for someone to go through that. That feels the same way as I do. I'm like, you know, I want to save you the trouble, and you should really take the brain type test, because you don't want to experience what I experienced.
So I'm going to show you the opposite technique.
Okay, maybe
to the
this
one
will
that,
work.
That blew you up.
Guarded, arms crossed, go. I'm ready. Bring it on. Yeah,
for some the people that are just listening to the audio and they're not watching the video version, that I wish they could see you
I
right
wish
now.
They could see me. You're, my arms are crossed.
You're crossed.
Your legs are crossed. My legs are crossed.
And the top leg is crossed away from me.
Yes.
This is the perfect body posture.
Body language is...
It's saying, get away, PJ. I'm not open to what you're about to show
yes,
me.
Yes, you're to the right and my eyes are to the left. Like, go ahead. Tell me what you want me to do. I'm open. I'm open. Let's
do it. No, you're going to like this one.
All right. We'll see.
And if you ever have trouble getting to sleep, this one's going to help with that.
All righty.
So you're going to inhale, full breath in, and then another one, another tiny one. Now exhale controlled. Doesn't have to be really slow, just medium slow, like 5 seconds out. So it's relaxed when you're exhaling, but it's restricted a little bit with your mouth. And then try it again. So through your nose. So it's a big breath in and then a little stack breath on top of that. Yep. And then exhale controlled. And then as you're exhaling, you're blowing out stress and tension, feeling it release from your shoulders and your neck. And again through the nose, big breath, and then a little tiny one on top of that, a second one. And then exhaling, dropping the shoulders, relaxing the upper back and neck. And it doesn't have to be super full lungs, just pretty full lungs. So it should be comfortable. You're not straining to fill your lungs, even with that second breath. You're just topping it off.
Yeah, me likey.
Uh-huh. And that will give you a dopamine hit. Now that you're done.
Or a sleepy time.
Yeah.
Yes. Now it felt it's really, a good it sleep felt really hack. Good. The way that it, when I'm breathing in, mm-hmm. that's where I feel it like, all right, you know. And then when I'm released, I'm like, oh. Mm-hmm. It's very relaxing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I do dig that one. I've actually done like guided meditations before where they do breath work. Mm. They've never done what you did to me the first time. I'm really glad for that because I would have probably deleted the app. Yeah. But
and but, crush your phone.
Yeah, crush the phone. Yes. Threw it away, sued them. I don't know, something. But no, I'm just kidding, you guys. I would never do that. But they've taken me through guided meditation and that's the kind of breathing that they would have me do. And man, I just fall asleep into the deepest.
Yeah.
The deepest sleep. And also when I breathe, and there's different types of breathing techniques, obviously. The one that you did with me the first time and then the one that we're doing now. And then there's just so many other types of ones that you can do. And there are ones that will energize you more. Mm-hmm. And then there's ones that will relax you more. Mm-hmm. And then there's ones that will freak you out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's really cool what you can do with the breath. It's absolutely mm-hmm. incredible, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I want to talk a little bit about people who have just no motivation at all. And it's really hard to even get started with this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's like they don't even want to get up out of bed in the morning.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that going on, especially since COVID.
Yeah.
And the lockdowns and all that crap. Mm-hmm. People, it really made a big effect on a lot of people. And some people have chronic depression and mm-hmm. dealing with stuff. And so those people, one little quick little hack to get a little bit of motivation and discipline is at the end of the day, just say, I made it through today.
Aww.
To us, it sounds like, you know, why would that help?
But it's really cute.
But wow, it can really be powerful for somebody that's suffering from clinical depression. And it's a positive. And there, it's a little bit of gratitude, too.
Yeah. Okay.
But it's a positive affirmation, too.
Yeah.
And then you can build on that. It's just getting something to build on. Just something to build on.
Yeah.
Something like, here to put something on.
Well, that's another thing too, is like, even though they're having that depression, can't get out of bed or whatever, and they didn't do as much as they wanted or anything at all, really. But then at the end of the day, mm-hmm. they're saying, I made it through today. Mm-hmm. That's the reality of the situation. And it's a win for them.
Yep.
And it's, you know, because it's
bingo.
Yeah, it's a win.
And it's it is a dopamine shot.
And it's a dopamine shot because you're, even though you feel like you didn't do anything that day, the fact that you even made it through the day, sometimes that's all you really need to do is make it through the day.
Yep. So. And when someone who's clinically depressed, they are producing little to no dopamine. Mm. And that can give them a little shot of dopamine. Mm-hmm. And so then their brain, it can bring that process back online. Their ability to do it starts coming back online.
Right.
And then maybe next day or the next week, incrementally. They could think about something, an actual step forward. Because if you do it at the end of the day, you're making mental note. It's almost like a success journal. And then pretty soon, you're going to think of something else. Besides just making it through the day, you're going to think about one thing that you did productive that day. Now you got two dopamine hits, or a bigger dopamine hit. And then it builds and builds and builds. And now you started your upward spiral. Because someone who has hit bottom and they're suffering from depression has already discovered what the downward spiral is like. Now they're turning it around.
Yeah.
With little tiny things.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. That's really crazy how much dopamine plays into discipline. Mm-hmm. And what's sad to me is that society, just the way it's structured right now, is almost, I wouldn't say reversing, I would say trying to undo any kind of discipline that anyone really has. And they're making money off people not having discipline, mm-hmm. or willpower. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important to be educated on these types of things.
Yeah.
Because then you can do something about it.
Yeah.
But they will play, like, money is what makes, you know, the world go round sometimes to a lot of people. And so they will really use anything in order to make money. And so it's really up to you and taking care of yourself and being like, how can I discipline myself to move myself forward in the right direction? Because you don't want to be like that, where you are have a lack of discipline and your patience slowly diminishes and your ability to focus on things diminishes as well.
Right. And remember, we talked about how addiction is narrowing of focus. Mm-hmm. Well, money can be the same thing. You can be narrowed. Your focus can narrow just to money.
Yeah.
And then you're no different than the crack addict.
Yep.
And it's your life is destroyed.
Yeah. I just love what you said. And this is kind of like on a little bit of a different subject, but I really, really just going back to what you said about the little accomplishments every day and like enjoying the journey. And it's just really interesting because when you're on the path to success and trying to succeed in your life and whatever that means to you, because success is what you said is different for everybody, you do start to realize that no matter what you do, it's going to take consistency. It's going to take discipline to get where you really want to go.
The secret to discipline and motivation is falling in love with the process.
Yeah.
Thomas Edison failed 10,000 times before he finally invented the light bulb.
Yeah.
Success is going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm.
I love that quote. That's a hard one, though.
Right.
It is hard because you feel like a failure.
Mr. Hershey went bankrupt multiple times.
Yes.
Catastrophic failure.
Right.
Before he finally made it big in chocolate.
Right.
You've probably heard of Shaw Carpets. It was the biggest carpet company, and Warren Buffett bought it. Mm-hmm. And then Mr. Shaw, mm-hmm. thought he was going to be on the board of directors, and the next day he got fired by Buffett. And so he went and started another carpet company. It's the process for him. Mm-hmm. Even though he got gazillion dollars from selling it to Buffett, he could have retired in a castle on the hill, right? Nope. I'm going to start a new carpet company.
Yeah, because it's you hear it about, okay, this is so crazy we're talking about this topic too, because you hear a lot of it in certain songs. I mean, a lot of songs are not very good, but you hear it in like deeper songs where they talk about, or just people in general, people that have succeeded. And they talk about how you always think about the big picture, right? Mm-hmm. The result. Mm-hmm. And it's like the finish line, right? But then once you've actually reached that part, you've reached the big thing that you were really wanting to do. Mm-hmm. It's actually really empty.
It's anticlimactic.
It's anticlimactic.
And that could actually damage your brain.
Yeah.
That's talk about scarred for life. That's another reason. It has to be the process.
Of course, because you have, and then that's also small goals. But then the big thing, of course you want to reach towards the big thing and get the big thing, but it doesn't give your life meaning or purpose.
Nope.
No. The process and who you are and who you become through the process is what gives you, because you see all these millionaires, right? And some of them are sad and some of them are happy. And most of the people that are happy have been either they're doing more to progress, mm-hmm. or they're giving it away and they're helping other people. And that's what brings them happiness, because it gives their life purpose, because they're doing more. They're doing a different journey. They're not just, okay, I got all this stuff and now I'm just going to like sit here. So it's super important to realize that. And everyone forgets that. I think everyone, well, I wouldn't say everyone. I would say most people have heard this type of thing before, but it's one thing to hear it, and it's another thing to practice it.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about today.
Yep. So in closing, that's the key. Finding little wins along the way and learning to, that's one way, to learn to enjoy the process.
The journey.
It's all about the journey. That's how to stay motivated.
Mm.
That's how to have discipline.
Yeah.
Once you have motivation and it's continued motivation, that is what discipline is. Then you're going to have all the discipline that you want or need.
I'm going to have to listen to this podcast like every day, because it's that good.
I love it. So brain type test.
Yes.
Figure out your own superpowers and your own hacks and shortcuts to get to this even faster. What the brain tuning techniques that are going to work good for you and the ones that are going to make your brain blow up. Well, they won't be on your brain type test, but... They'll be on the opposite frames.
They'll be over there. Right. Way over there. Not over
here. That's braintype.me.
And
that's all I have to say about that.
Boom.
And that's all I have to say about that.